This is KERA News. When the coronavirus hit North Texas, residents were told to shelter in place. But what if your place to shelter was a domestic violence shelter? One North Texas woman who found herself in that situation shared her story with KERA's Christopher Connolly. And a word of warning to listeners, this story describes violence.
Years after she had left her abusive husband, Jasmine was completely out of options. She says she had tried to create a new life with her kids, but she left the relationship with no job, no money, and even when she was gone, her ex-husband continued to stalk and harass her. By the beginning of this year, she was living in her car and couch surfing. She had to bring the kids, six of them, under 14, back to live with their father, who they called Baba. Then, in late February, her daughter called her, frantic.
And she said, "You need to come right now. Baba beat up my son, like, really bad. And he was smashing his head against the wall, and there was a hole in the wall. And I rushed over there. I don't know how fast I was driving, and I called 911. And I picked them all up. And then I said, okay, now what?" And then I thought of the shelter.
The shelter is run by Safe Haven of Tarrant County. Also, we're only going to call her Jasmine to protect her identity. She says she didn't know what to expect from life at the shelter, but she found safety, community, and a schedule to keep her busy.
They had activities for mothers, like counseling groups, support groups, arts and crafts.
There were programs for kids and a daycare on site.
And we were free to go if we had anything to do outside.
Before the coronavirus hit North Texas, people at the shelter gathered together to share meals, for job training, to watch their kids on the playground.
And all of that was canceled because of corona.
Safe Haven has not had a case of COVID-19. It shut down all that group activity to keep it that way. But the new restrictions left Jasmine to spend nearly every hour of every day in her room with all six of her kids for months. They were all safe, she says, and had a roof over their heads. But
being stuck in a room all day, that is not healthy for nobody. You know, the little ones feel like, what did we do wrong to be here? Like it's a punishment or something.
The only time she had to herself was late at night, doing chores.
That's really sad that is your, your free time.
As the coronavirus spread, forcing North Texans into their houses, Safe Haven was flooded with calls from people worried about being trapped at home with their abusers.
Right before the stay-at-home order, we were already at like 98% capacity.
Catherine Jacob runs Safe Haven. She says all those calls were coming in as the shelter was scrambling to adapt to this new pandemic reality.
We weren't wearing masks. No one was right before. Or we weren't taking everybody's temperature. We didn't have plexiglass up where we needed to have all those things, right? So we took about 36 hours where we didn't take anyone new into shelter. And we've never done that before in our agency's history. But we had to in order to keep people safe.
They brought in trailers for extra housing, stopped bunking single women together, and shifted therapy online. Jacob says all the new restrictions felt like they undermined Safe Haven's core philosophy.
Survivors should feel like they have freedom, right? Because they didn't have that before. And so normally when you come to shelter, you know, you should be able to go into the kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning and get an apple if you want. But now here this thing comes along and we went from like, we don't have any rules to like, now we have 1 billion rules for how you can eat and who you can touch and when you can. I mean, it was like crazy.
For Jasmine, coronavirus didn't just mean life inside the shelter changed. It meant progress toward moving her life forward hit a wall.
Like sometimes you just feel that your brain is spinning in circles, and sometimes it's hard to stay on track because it's just so much.
After years of legal wrangling, Jasmine was waiting for a court hearing in March. She was hoping the judge would force her ex-husband to pay back money that he owed her. but that was canceled when courts closed because of the pandemic. Coronavirus also canceled a job training program she'd signed up for. She felt like life was on hold.
It's a big question mark. I mean, there's so many things, and I tried to make a list and, you know, work my list down, but you have good days and you have bad days, you know?
Jasmine knows about bad days. After a dozen years of marriage, she took the kids and left in 2017. Her husband's abuse was escalating, she says, fueled by drug use. She spent a long time laying the groundwork for her escape, even got certified in a traditional massage therapy so she could support herself and her kids. But after she left, he worked constantly to undermine her freedom. First, she says, he sold the family business, took all their money, and fled the country.
So I was stuck here with seven children back then because my older son was with me. And I had $78 in my pocket. Even the car that I was driving, he took away from me.
After he came back to the U.S., he stalked her, harassed the friends who took care of her youngest kids, and refused to pay her child support. He even cloned her phone.
Then he called all of my family, all of the people that I was treating. He was spreading stories everywhere. So basically, in his head, he said, if I make life impossible for her, she's going to come back to me. This is how he still thinks up till now.
Not long after Jasmine and I spoke, he tracked her down at the shelter. She says police had to escort him off the property, and she and her kids were moved to a different shelter. Jasmine's still waiting on the courts to move forward. Both civil and criminal cases are delayed by the coronavirus. But she did get some good news recently. After 3 months in the shelter, Jasmine and her kids were approved for a house, safely away from her abuser. They moved in a couple weeks ago. She says it's good to have room to spread out again. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.
If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic abuse, you can find help by calling the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. If you're in Tarrant County, you can call Safe Haven at 877-701-7233, or you can find information at safehaventc.org.